Good morning, Hallmark.
Good morning. Can I speak to Ralph, please?
Let me see if he's available. May I say who's calling?
Yes, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
I'm sorry, Sam with who?
I'm sorry, the Bank of Cardiff, like C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank Frank.
Okay, and will he know what this is regarding, Frank? Or Sam, I'm sorry.
No worries. I believe so. I'm looking to follow up with him on some mail we've exchanged back and forth, and someone from the company reached out. If it's not him, it would be whoever handles his financing.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Sure. Thanks.
Hello?
Hey, is this Ralph?
Yes.
Hey, Ralph, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. I'm looking to follow up with you here. It looks like we mailed you a finance offer. We had you pre-approved for about $250,000. I was just checking to see if you guys were in the market here to grab some equipment here in the near future. Any big projects where you might need some capital? Anything like that?
Capital or equipment loans?
We could do both. So we hand select some of these guys. You guys came up here.
Where are you located at?
So we're based out of San Diego, but we specialize in this field here. We do have a lot of guys working with excavators, construction, and so we're well acquainted with the industries as far as the equipment goes or the cash.
Whenever we buy our equipment, they usually give us like 1%, 2%, 0%.
Right, from
the manufacturer. You know what I'm saying?
If we decide
to finance it.
I got you. Yeah, the manufacturer is the first priority. So if you guys have been doing that, that's a good way to go.
Mm-hmm. They have been doing that. We have been looking at doing a huge storage building on our property. We own the property and everything. We're talking about doing a storage building there.
I see.
For motor coaches, you know, the big motor homes.
Right.
And what we have not, we're just putting it together right now, but we have not, I haven't consulted with any of our local banks or anything on it yet to see if they would be interested in it, you know, because they're really tough on all building and development anymore.
Yeah, I got you. Well, see, generally what we do is our program here called Working Capital, it's based on your annual sales. We can generally unlock a percentage of that as unsecured cash. So you can use that however you see fit, whether it be payroll or building a new building. So we won't interfere with your real estate there. Just give you a little bit of a picture here.
You're doing a credit line, then that's what you do, right?
Yeah, it's exactly. It's very similar to what we do. It's basically a credit line. It's based on your annual sales and
How did you come up with the 250?
So we have a Dun & Bradstreet review here. You guys did some work with TCF. I guess you guys got the equipment through them. And when you guys evaluate through them, it comes out on our numbers here.
TCF does finance some stuff for us.
I got you. That's probably how it happened. Just to give you a big picture here, what did you guys do in sales last year? Just as an estimate.
Last year was one of our slower years. We did maybe around 2.5 to 3.5, but this year we'll exceed that.
You'll be exceeding that. Okay,
yeah,
so just to kind of... So just to give you a picture here, we can generally unlock 10 to 15% of that top line revenue there as cash. So if you were doing 2.5 to 3.5, you were looking at between $250,000 to $350,000.
Gotcha.
If you guys are going to beat that this year, yeah, we would push a little bit further. But if you guys did have plans for that storage building, if you wanted to put motor coaches in it, we would definitely we let you guys handle your investment. If you guys think you can grow the business in that sense, we'd just be right behind you.
Okay.
So,
now, how do you work with a bank here, or you are a bank?
So we are a bank. We do reach out across the country here. We pick up a lot of clients, small businesses, doing things like you're doing. If you're going to give it a
shot. Why don't you send me your information on that and put a note on there to Ralph's attention, make it to Ralph's attention.
Sure.
And I'll look into that and see.
Absolutely.
Like I say, I have not done anything on that yet. But
gotcha.
Usually what I do is, like, I borrow on the building. You follow me?
Yeah.
But if you do it as a credit line, then that, then I would be able to use that for basically any thing that I needed it to, just so I pay you back.
Exactly. And and but the thing is, we won't take the collateral, so that gives you a little peace of mind. It's not that you're risking your building.
Gives you a little bit, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, you send me, please send me all your info on that, and we'll look at it and see what we can set up, okay?
Absolutely. What's a good email address for you, Ralph?
Hold on a second. I'm going to let you talk to Pam, and she'll give you the email, okay?
Sure. No worries.
I'm going to put you on hold for a minute.
Thanks, Ralph.
Hello.
Hey, Pam. He just passed me on over here. He told me to get an email from you.
Right. Sure. You ready?
Sure.
Info.
Gotcha.
At.
Mm-hmm.
Hallmark. Hallmark.
Okay.
Exc.
Mm-hmm.
.com.
Exc.com.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. I'll go ahead and put his name in the subject line here.
Okay.
Great. All right, thanks for your help.
Go ahead and look for it. And you're going to, I'm assuming you're including the rates on the different programs that you have?
So, yeah, they will vary back and forth. I was going to go ahead
and
talk to him about that. But, yeah, we'll include as much info as we can.
Okay.
Sounds
good. All right,
good.
Very good.
Thanks, Pam. Have
Thank
a good
you.
One.
Bye-bye.